were born in Poland, and now you're the head of a unique department, Lassonde School of Engineering at York University in Toronto. How did you get to this position?
It's an interesting journey. What was all driven by, it's my own research. When I was a student at the AGH, University of Science and Technology in Krakow, I worked on some biomedical matters, and I published in a good journal, and I was invited to MIT in the States, and I received extra Kosciuszko Fellowship, and that's how it all started. I was at MIT, and when I was there, I received an offer to become a professor at McGill University in Montreal. And after quite a few years at McGill, 16 years, I received an offer to come to York to work on a completely new project that focused on creating a new engineering school, the first in Canada, the first one since 40 years ago.
Now, you're the founding dean of this new school that has a special vision. It's different from any other engineering departments, from what I understand. Can you just tell us how different it is and what the vision is?
When we wanted to create a school, we decided to consult with a variety of stakeholders. We went to high schools and we consulted with young people. We consulted with some of the university colleagues, with industry, with professional organizations, with the government, and at the end we came to conclusion that indeed this large community of stakeholders, they are very much interested in creating something different, something new, something different than the classical engineering. And we came up with the idea that we called Renaissance engineering, the notion that the engineering is to serve the future of the society much better. And what we did is we created a partnership between the business school, between law and engineering, and that's the platform that we established for our students. Our students, they study engineering, business, and law at the same time. After completing engineering program, they can seamlessly move to get an MBA or a JD degree in law. In addition to it, we also thought about answering a question: what are the key pillars, principles of our school? We wanted to make sure that our students are going to think in large systems rather than little silos. Systems meaning they would think about society as a whole rather than elements of the society. That whatever they design, and this is what engineers do, they do a lot of designing, they would do so with people in mind. The third element is to make sure that our engineering school is going to reflect much better how our society is built. And what we wanted to do is to have more female students. So we created a challenge. We call it 50-50 challenge, that we would like to be the first engineering school in Canada that will be able to achieve gender parity.
Now, going back to the Renaissance idea, the name is not coincidental. I'm sure it has something to do with how you want your students to think.
So what we did in our school, and we have a new beautiful building that was created around this concept of Renaissance Salon. We put a lot of emphasis on learning by doing. In our building, we have no lecture halls. The majority of our spaces are dedicated to students. When they come, they do things. The idea essentially was to embrace the saying introduced by Benjamin Franklin when he said that tell me and I forget, show me and I remember, let me do it and I will understand. So we are letting our students do it, and they are learning by doing things rather than listening to lectures.
Your school was started on 1/11/11, 1st of November 2011. What are the results?
That's true. So how it happened really on 1st of November 2011, we announced the donation from Pierre Lassonde, our key benefactor, of $25 million to create a school. Since then, the value of this $25 million is now $250 million. So we were very successful in the fundraising, in attracting more funding. The school formally started in 2013. So we already graduated quite a few of our students. Back in 2012, 2013, we had around 280 engineering students, and now we have almost 2,100. So we are still growing substantially, and we intend to build another building. We tentatively received an approval for that, and we want to create two new programs. One will be in chemical engineering, and another one in biological engineering. Altogether, we have now 11 different programs for 2,100 students.
Let's talk a little bit about this amazing building. The inspiration comes from the sky, from the clouds.
You see, what we really wanted to do is to make sure that our education is going to reflect how we function as human beings in life. And one of the ingredients of what we do every day, and how we interact with one another, and how we interact with our surroundings, is ambiguity. The truth is, we don't understand all of those interactions that we're having with our surroundings. And what we wanted to do is to make sure that our students and ourselves, we are not going to be afraid of embracing ambiguity. So we were looking for elements that represent ambiguity, and we felt that a cloud is such an element, because when you have a cloud and you look at it from different angles, you may find different interpretation. When we started designing our building, we looked at our building as a cloud. Ultimately, we really wanted to design something that will be a floating cloud of knowledge. Our students and our faculty members and our staff, they really love that building. It's very much open concept. People interact with one another in a way that, for example, in my own office, we live in an open concept. So we don't need to have any more staff meetings to inform one another about what we're doing, because people learn naturally from one another what is it that they do, and they are willing to offer help to one another in a very organic way.
You are Polish, and you do have a soft spot for Polish students, Poland.
It is very important to our school to reflect true Canadian society. And the Canada is a beautiful country of immigrants. We all come from somewhere, and I'm a proud Polish Canadian. And what we really wanted to do is to make certain that we will give an opportunity to a variety of communities, including a Polish community. So we received the funding and dedicated quite a lot of funding to establish two types of scholarships. It's one scholarship is for students from Poland that would come on an exchange, and they would spend some time or a year or even more so at the Lassonde School. And it also concerns graduate students who conduct a PhD. We had already two of those. One colleague spent almost 6 months, the other one 4 months. Then we also established another type of scholarship. It's a scholarship for young people who come from Polish families from Canada. So it's a $5,000 scholarship. And, I personally established one more award. It's is to establish a link between my high school back in Poland, to invite one or two young people to spend part of the summer here at York and get acquainted with the Canadian educational system.
I wanted a little bit more, I guess. Somewhere where I was a little more engaged, a little more of a community environment, which is sort of what I see at Lausanne, compared to the really cutthroat sort of thing you've got going on at the other traditional schools. Just really appreciate them, or even the open door policy that Dean Kaczynski's got. I've had a couple meetings with him, and it's great. I mean, what other school can you just walk into the dean's office and have a cup of tea? Lausanne was the best fit for me. It just was. I kind of knew from the beginning that this is where I was going to go.